The survivors return on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The State Department says two Americans kidnapped by gunmen in Mexico Friday are back in the U.S., while the bodies of two other kidnapped Americans are not yet returned. The kidnapping and deaths considered a possible cartel case of mistaken identity.
We thank our Mexican and U.S. law enforcement partners for their efforts to find these innocent victims, and the task forward is to ensure that justice is done.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says the White House says President Biden takes this very seriously, but they're not saying whether he would consider using the U.S. military to disrupt cartels. President Biden's pick to lead the Federal Communications Commission has withdrawn her nomination. Gigi Sohn had been in limbo for more than a year. At least one Democrat, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, had announced earlier today he would not support her, citing concerns about being able to rise above toxic partisanship. Texas is being sued over abortion bans.
It is the first lawsuit in which individual women have sued a state for the harm that they endured because abortion care has been criminalized in the wake of Roe's reversal.
Nancy Northup, president and CEO of the Center for Reproductive Rights, says several bans in Texas have conflicting emergency exceptions. The plaintiffs are five women who say that lack of clarity put their lives at risk. The Starbucks CEO agrees to testify before Congress as the company faces allegations of blocking efforts to unionize.
Workers have the constitutional right to organize unions and engage in collective bargaining to improve their wages and their working conditions.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says CEO Howard Schultz will testify later this month. In a ruling last week, a National Labor Relations Board judge says the company has violated federal labor laws. Starbucks denies it. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A top Chinese official takes aim at the U.S.
He's only a bit more than 2 months in the job, but the new Chinese foreign minister is wasting no time beating up the U.S. In a two-hour-long press conference, King Kang warned the U.S. should change its attitude towards China or conflict and confrontation would follow. He described U.S. relations with China as severely distorted. This followed a speech by his boss, President Xi Jinping, in which he name-checked the U.S. as China's enemy number one. He claimed the U.S. is leading the West in all-round containment, encirclement, and suppression of China, which has brought unprecedented and grave challenges to the nation. Plans for a trip to Beijing by Secretary of State Blinken scuttled by that recent China spy balloon controversy.
Fox's Greg Palcott. This is a COVID origins probe and other China-related investigations continue in Congress, along with proposals for a broader ban on TikTok. That Chinese-owned app, meantime, announcing a new feature.
The Chinese short video sharing app will be allowing some creators to produce collections of longer videos and charge their audience a premium for access. TikTok's new feature called Series will allow select creators to put collections of up to 80 videos, each about 20 minutes long, behind a paywall. Currently, the allowed length of a video is up to 10 minutes. TikTok has disrupted the social media environment, long dominated by Meta platforms Facebook and Instagram with its short-form videos, and now TikTok is taking aim at YouTube. Currently, it's not clear whether TikTok will take a cut from the creators.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The Justice Department wants to ground the merger between JetBlue and Spirit Airlines in a lawsuit claiming it'll cost passengers more money by hurting competition. The Fed chief rattles the markets by warning lawmakers rate hikes may have to ramp up again. He says they're a long way from reducing inflation right now. An hour to the close, the Dow down 559. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.